and what we can do, how much we can spend. If we determine that, you know what, we can't run sewer because we can't get another partner to join in on us, and it's going to be too costly to do, well, then why would we not then do interstate? Why would we not add $20 million for $900,000? I mean, that doesn't make any sense. So that would be a project we should move forward on. We also have a situation where you have, so I talked to the developer at doing the Nature's Nook project saying, hey, I saw you guys just gave $7 million to Zilber. What about us? Well, the reality is that's a $25 million project. I'm not sure. I can't recall the exact process to extend the boundaries of the district going all up to Ryan Road if we could do that. But if you bring on $25 million, and depending on what they would actually be asking for, that could end up helping us, you know, close that gap and say, yeah, now we, if we do this, then we can put the sewer on 27th Street and put it in the lift station. So, you know, I think I'm comfortable with the due diligence that I've done and talking to our state partners. And just in the last, you know, week, talked to two developers that are going to put $45 million worth of projects in Franklin that we need to be prepared to, you know, use the TIF as an economic tool, which is what I've been talking about over and over again. It's not about, and I'm still adamant that I'm not going to vote on putting in roads and stormwater management and street lighting, but, you know, I supported the rezoning. I'll support, if fiscally works, to run sewer and water down 27th Street and County Line, and then I would use any, you know, money available for economic incentives to put a deal together. That's how I look at it, which is a little bit different than the mayor, but it's, I think the mayor and I can agree that on this we're trying to develop that area. We just have a different way of doing it. So
is there a motion?
I would make a motion to adopt. As and I out of respect for Alderman Wilhelm, I would like to have a motion for task one and separately a motion or task three.
Well, we vote
and
on four first.
What?
We'll vote on four first. We're all in agreement with four. Task four.
Okay, so I'll however you want to do it, but I'll, yeah, task three and task four and do them separately.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion for I'm going to do it in order. Task three for $21,500.
Second.
Discussion
on motion.
All those
in favor of task three?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Motion.
Abstain.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm?
No.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer?
Abstain.
Four ayes, one no, one abstention. Motion carries.
I'll make a motion on task four with Rucker Milkey for $27,000.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman D'Andrea?
Aye.
Five ayes, no noes, one abstention. Motion carries. Alderman Taylor?
That's
task four.
We just did task four.
Okay. Item G5, contract with Ehlers for the financial.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G6.
Mr. Mayor? Mr. Mayor, I'd like to interrupt here.
Alderman Mayor.
Now, we've just done the three motions for 27th Street, and a couple weeks ago we had the update from the Ballpark Commons, but we have not recently had an update of any operations or strategies or developments in the Franklin School District portion of the city of Franklin. So I would like to make the motion that we get an update at an upcoming meeting on all developments and strategies being employed to promote development in the Franklin School District portion of the city of Franklin.
I'll be presumptuous and say the May committee of the whole.
That's fine. If Aaron is prepared for it at that point.
Is there a second?
It's not on the agenda.
Oh, it's not on the agenda. Okay.
Well, I'm following up the.
That's fine. It's fine. We'll do it. It's been heard.
I was just going to ask if we had a financial analysis on the TIF from Paul at the same time.
Sure. Okay. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. G6, an ordinance to amend the UDO zoning map to rezone a certain parcel of land from C1 Conservancy to R6 Suburban Estate on 35th Street. Alderman Barber.
So moved.
Second.
Alderman Taylor.
I'd like to know what's going to be done there. I mean, we're
two new homes.
Two new homes.
Mm-hmm. We're taking the conservancy off. It's protected by a conservation easement. This is conforming their project with current zoning law. Taking the C1 zoning district off, having it applied through the conservancy. Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G7, a resolution conditionally approving condominium plat for lot 42 on Prairie Grass Preserve. Alderwoman Mayer.
I will make the motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those
have a question, Mayer. Though. Head of the Homeowners Association, they were contacted. They're good with this. Who do I need to talk to?
We don't contact them.
Okay.
I can.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
I believe last time when they had one of these, they were supportive of it because they actually got more fees, association due fees from I guess, I don't know.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G8, a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for special use of the property at 11307 West Forest Home. It's a landscape operation. Alderwoman Mayer.
I would like to add a couple of things, I think. I'm concerned about the noise coming from the operation currently.
That was rude, sorry.
The special use that they had the first time from 2000 and whatever said something about noise coming from speakers. It doesn't sound as though the noise at this point is coming from speakers, but from somewhere on the property, and I'm not exactly sure, but it's been described as a grinding noise, and I don't know if it's, you know, chewing up wood trunks or grinding blades or what, but it's not acceptable to them. So how do we add that in?
Mr. Deedle.
Well, the applicant said it wasn't them. There are multiple tenants on that property, a couple manufacturers, so it's possible that it could come from one of those other tenants as well. We do have a noise ordinance that's enforced by the police department. One way is just to make them aware of this and to possibly drive by or somebody can file a complaint, and then they'll go out there. And from the police department providing service 24/7, they get out there a lot faster than we would if it was a lighting complaint, for instance.
Okay, but there was something put into the last one. I'm wondering what we can put into this one to, you know, just let this guy know. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to be voting no on this. I don't necessarily respect the way he's gone about his business. As far as I'm concerned, he's already in the area that he's trying to find a special use for. And if you go out there and look through the fence of the neighbors, he's already taken up the space that he's now asking to do his special use on. So I'm not impressed with that. So I'm not, the police will be called, but I would like.
Could add a condition just to, as a reminder, sort of, that they must, that he must abide by the city's noise regulations.
Caesar.
There was a noise-related condition in the original special use?
Yes.
That remains in effect. The second last, be it further resolved, it's an amendment to prior 2002-5350, And all terms and conditions of that special use resolution, not specifically and expressly amended by or in direct conflict with this resolution, shall remain in full force and effect. So it's still in effect.
So in the previous one, it talked about noise from speakers. This is a different noise.
No. Well, then it's not in the prior one.
It is in the prior one as noise from the speakers.
But it's not good enough.
Not for me.
Okay. Then it doesn't matter.
So we could reiterate that they have to abide by the noise ordinance. We always do a post-approval letter. We could remind them in that as well. Otherwise, without knowing more details about what the source of that noise is, I would hesitate to add a condition other than a generic, they must abide by our ordinances.
Well, can we put in a generic number in here, number 10, that they have to abide by?
I think so.
And what is that noise ordinance?
Well, that I don't know. Like I said, it's administered by the police department, so I don't know. It does have hours and decibel limits, but I don't know what those are.
I think what it ought to be is condition 10 would staff recommendation as to a language relative to compliance with the noise ordinance, existing noise ordinance.
The point is this stuff has only just started, so this seems to be something outside of what they've been doing for the last 10 years or however long it's been. That's my concern, is that the complaints are coming now that there's more noise going on the property. I can table this. But if it's during normal business hours, which
they will respond to any complaint.
Okay.
That's what their job is. Noise ordinance is 183-39.
Mayor, while you're looking that up, can I have the floor?
Alderman Willow.
I think what I'm hearing is the same concern that I have, although we have this noise ordinance. If they are outside of that, the neighbors may be disturbing the neighbors, but it's not going to do anything about the noise is not loud enough. So to kick in the police to be able to do anything about it. So if it's, you know, a couple decibels under, they can still make the noise. I think what maybe you're looking for operational hours, that no grinding of blades or such and such after 9 o'clock or after 10 o'clock. Maybe that's a little more specific. So unless you know what those are and have the ability to do that, you might want to say contingent upon determining what the noises are and writing that specific thing like happened with the speakers into that. Did I make sense on all that? So you would insert a special use provision just like the speaker one exactly, except you would have to determine what those are. Is it grinding blades or whatever? And staff could insert it after the fact, but we could still pass a contingent upon clarification of what that noise is that you want in there and to work with you with it.
Okay.
And I'm going to take an alternate view on this. The more specific you get, the tougher it is to enforce. So who's going to go out there and determine whether it's a grinding blade or a cutting blade? Why would you do that? It's in the ordinance right now. Construction and tool use, operating or permitting the operation of any tools or equipment between 9 p.m. and 7 a.m. the following day, such that sound therefore creates a noise disturbance. There it is. The tighter you make it, the less you're going to have to enforce. Alderman Mayer.
I'd like to, if we're done with that particular point.
I don't know.
I'd like to tighten up the statement on the repair and or fill the fence within 60 days. I don't know what repair or fill means, and based on some other issues we've had. Now, I can hold off. We can finish this other discussion first, if you'd like, or we can start on the fence.
Mary,
Alderman,
since your comments were sort of directed at what I was suggesting, I totally understand what you were saying as well. I just know that it's very hard for the police to enforce it if it's not at the certain decibel level. And so although the ordinance says that, so I was just making sure she knew that if she put something in that was only related to the decibels of the ordinance, that you can get all the complaints and have the police come out there, but if it doesn't register, nothing is going to happen or take place. So it's an hour limitation on when they can run the business or something other than just strictly ordinance to deal with your concern, in my opinion.
So in a combination of Alderman and Mayor, item 10 should be applicant shall conform with all appropriate, all in effect noise ordinances of the city.
I don't think there's a problem with them doing anything from 9 p.m. until 7 a.m. It's the noise created during the day that is the issue.
Well, then you're going to have to turn this business down and tell them to move out. And that's the bottom line. It's a landscape business.
It's a new development that
been here since
is occurring.
2002.
It's a new development in their operations that this noise is disturbing the neighborhood. So it's something new that they're doing. So
I don't know that we determined that it was them. You recall a discussion with the Planning Commission that led to some questions.
Yes, he said it wasn't him. Right, and he's coming in for a special use on land that he's already completely gone into. So,
it's a different issue.
Well, that's the credibility
anyway,
I give the guy.
So,
to.
Alderman Barber.
I'm not sure what the noise is, and I'm not sure who's making it to put any of it, to put some of this in. I think the generic approach where the existing statutes that are in place would cover it, and as we as the noise comes up, the neighbors or people in the area could complain. It could be investigated at that point, and then it would give us a better handle on exactly what it is, because I don't know who the neighbors are, and I don't know what they're saying. So it's a little bit hard for me to kind of put that together into a specific.
I think we ought to just table this, let the new guy dump this on his lap. And let him, you know, go there and figure out what to do. He's going to have to live with it the next 3 years. So I don't hear something concrete where I'm comfortable actually even voting on it. And I don't know, you know, obviously, I wouldn't mind dumping it on his lap and letting him really walk in with a steaming pile. But I you know, if you don't want to deal with this tonight,
I'll be voting no to it anyway.
I'm serious though. Somebody's going to have to deal with it. It's going to be him. And I don't know if we have to do this tonight, and I think there's some concerns, and I know Alderman Mayer is going to bring up some with the fence. I'll make a motion to table and to postpone.
Second.
Alderman Mayer.
Just discussion, and for whoever takes it over, Alderman Nelson, the fencing. We've had issues with the fencing, and I'm not sure what the fence situation is here. But
is that a new one? I don't like it.
The fence is not flush with the bottom of the ground. So the bottom of the fence is not flush with the ground. So there's some big gaps underneath. So the ground doesn't meet the
That's
fence.
What you mean by filling it. Okay, will that be aesthetically, will that work out okay in your...
Filling with dirt better would be better than building the fence down.
Well, then the other part of it is, does he realize, and is this a situation where he isn't responsible for this fence for perpetuity? And does he understand that?
I don't know if he does, but he is responsible.
And will that be stated in the permit?
We don't get that level of detail unless there's already an issue. We have mentioned it before in terms of landscaping.
As long as it's clear to him, because we have had other issues of that nature in the past, so as long as that's clear. But I would go along with tabling it for now.
On the motion to postpone, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G9, an ordinance to amend Section 207-23, 207-26 of the Code, provide oversizing payments to landowners relating to the installation of sewer and water.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G10, request for reimbursement of water main oversizing at Matt Talbot Recovery Services.
I do have a question. The punch list is not completed yet?
Correct.
So do we always get these requests for the reimbursement for the water main? Is that a yearly thing?
When a project is completed, they generally submit the request at that time, and we do the calculations. Then the next February, they get their first payment.
Okay, so then every year they just automatically get the payment?
Yes.
So those don't come to the council?
No.
Okay.
Other than approving the checks, yeah.
Okay, so I guess I'm confused why this is coming to us when the project been done for a year and they haven't finished a few punch list items. Why don't we just have them finish the punch list items?
Mr. City Attorney.
My thought was, Alderwoman Mayer's thought, have them finish the punch list items and do the first payment next year will be the second one because it's essentially 99.9% done.
Been a lot of questions regarding this. I don't think this was all of the punch list items that were on the list originally. Are we certain that this person is going to actually get these items done?
We met with the developer and the developer's attorney and finalized this punch list.
So what exactly is this motion doing? It's going ahead and reimbursing them.
The thought was they get reimbursed over 5 years once the project's complete. The thought was pay the initial payment, and we would hold additional payments until the punch list is done. This was at the request of the developer and the developer's attorney.
So you're asking for a $20,000 payment?
That's what the motion is.
Alderman Wilhelm.
I kind of like this, the attorney. Get the punch list done first, and then bam. That's how we put it.
That's right? What makes sense to me. I don't understand.
Right, because I know how these things go. Then all of a sudden, maybe someone's not involved in the project anymore, or, you know, whatever. It's like that should be the motion.
Mr. City Attorney.
Motion to direct staff to pay the first installment of the oversizing reimbursement upon the punch list items completion by the developer as presented to the Common Council at this meeting with the second and following payments to commence next February pursuant to the municipal code.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Abstain.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Stain.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Motion carries, 5 ayes, no noes, 1 abstention. Move on item G11, a resolution urging governor and legislature.
So move.
Second.
Third.
This is a big deal. Everybody knows. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. By the way, we do have two cases in court right now on this. Item G12, a resolution to accept jurisdictional transfer of St. Martin Road.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. I think this is similar to the previous thing. We still have a punch list left, and we don't give occupancy permits until punch list. If somebody was building a building in the city, we wouldn't give an occupancy permit until the punch list was met. We wouldn't make our last payment on a house if the house wasn't ready. I think overall the road is fine, but I don't think we should be taking the transfer until it's complete.
This is a matter of cooperation with the county, and they need our transfer in order for them to receive state funds for the road.
And what teeth do we have if they don't?
We have a good working relationship with the Department of Transportation, and the county supervisor for the area is well familiar with it.
Okay, so we'll hold the supervisor personally responsible.
You can hold me accountable. It'll get done.
Okay.
And a perfect example is, Dan, take a look at 68th Street and take a look at North Cape. So staff wouldn't have this in front of us if it wasn't ready. So I understand your concern, but I'm not losing any sleep over it. It will be done. And
okay.
we have to have it done by June 1st.
And
it has to go through the county board process.
It will be done, and I understand these are all just things that situational things that occur in a project like
right.
this. I just
right.
want to make sure
timing.
That we
it's timing.
Protect
Some
ourselves.
Of the landscaping couldn't be done until the weather gets nicer than that,
absolutely.
But the reality is it has to pass here so it can get through the May cycle of the county board, so then that way we can get it done by June 1st, or else we don't get the money, and then we have a major problem. Who's paying for this?
Only that I noticed in the resolution, it refers to the council conditionally accepting the jurisdictional transfer. Did the county see a copy of this? That's what I'm hearing from the council is just do it. And then it also, the last line, refers to the agreement being subject to review of the approval of the city attorney. And I'm assuming that was part of the How about subject to technical changes to the resolution approved by the city engineer?
Sounds good. I
Sounds
agree.
Good.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G13 is an ordinance to amend municipal code to regulate the application of coal tar sealant products.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G14, resolution awarding contract to the low bidder, Payne & Dolan, in the amount of $837,433.26.
So moved.
Second.
For the 2017 local improvement program. I had to do that for the record. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion
Pretty
carries.
Close bid.
Yeah. G15, authorization to execute an agreement for additional asbestos remediation in the health department.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion
Abstain.
Carries. Madam Clerk.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Abstain.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dander.
Aye.
Five ayes, no noes, one abstention. Motion carries. Item H1, licenses. Alderman Taylor.
Thank you, Your Honor. We have first one, Sawinski, hold for appearance. Then you have... St. Louis, the next two, St. Louis, St. Louis, both approve of the letter, and the rest are all approved.
There's a
second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to item I-1, vouchers and payroll. Is there a motion approving the following? City vouchers with an ending date of April 3rd, 2017, the amount of $835,115.41. And payroll dated March 31st, 2017, the amount of $388,241.83. And payments of the various payroll deductions in the amount of $395,756.66 plus city matching payments. An estimated payroll of April 14th, 2017, estimated at $372,000. And payments of the various payroll deductions in the amount of estimated at $218,000 plus city matching payments. And property tax investments and refunds with an ending date of April 3rd, 2017, the amount of $2,398.86.
So move.
All those Second. In, all those in, roll call, please.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Motion carries. Six ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Alderman Mayer, thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Yes.